Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Damn, this is just some major things taking place. Well, I know that today, I want to talk in the wisdom moment today. We're going to be talking about a proverb that talks about a lying tongue and flattering mouth. It's amazing when the Word of God talks about lips,
mm-hmm.
you know, and what happens with our lips, you know, what our lips are saying determines how God's going to respond to us. Now, if you just do a word search on lips in the Bible, you know, it's like, oh my goodness. It's amazing,
isn't
it?
There's a lot in there.
Of course, he's obviously not talking about the lips. He's talking about what's flapping, what's coming out between the flapping lips, you know.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Today's wisdom moment from Proverbs 26:28. It says, a lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Let me say it again. A lying tongue, this is Proverbs 26:28, a lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. There's so many lies going on today, we really don't even know the definition of a lie anymore. I mean, it just, there's different versions of it. Most liars don't call what they do a lie. They call what other people do a lie. But lie is defined as this: a false statement made deliberately with a deliberate intent to deceive with an intentional untruth. For example, a false statement made with deliberate intent to deceive or intentional untruth. They're intentionally saying something in a way and it's really crazy. We're going to talk about our leaders and what's going on, and it's happening everywhere. Another definition is something intended or serving to convey a false impression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, doing things that, that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lie. And it's, you know, omission or commission. It's real tough to live in the truth when so many people are lying, you know, and flattery is defined as excessive and insincere praise that is given to further one's own interest, which is, it's a lie as well. And it's like, there's so many lies. And Proverbs 29:5 says, whoever flatters his neighbor is spreading a net at his feet. I could just see there's like a net just scattered all over America right now. There is just so many lies being told, so much flattery. You have, you know, some leaders saying, including in the church, but we're just talking about political leaders, they tell their constituents, they openly, directly, boldly lie to some, and they lie in a flattering way to others. They say, well, I'm going to give this to you. I'm going to give you something. And they're not going to give it to them, but they're flattering them, making them feel they're doing that to be able to give them the impression. And the definition, again, of flattery is excessive and insincere praise that is given to further one's interests or agenda. And so it's amazing. And it's amazing what's taking place right now. Proverbs 26:24 says, a malicious man disguises himself with his lips. And so people can just take what they're saying and they can hide behind their words. He says, a malicious man disguises himself with his lips, but in his heart he harbors deceit. He has a deceitful plan, a deceptive plan that he's doing. Realize that the person or leaders or family member or politicians or church leaders, etc., all that, who lies to you, through bold lips and bold lies or flattering lips or flattering lies, has deceit harbored in their heart. They're hating on you. They're hating on you. There's no love in that. They're not caring about you. United States today, there seems to be some sort of lying spirit that's been poured out over the nation. It's like, no, you can't, you just can't stake your trust in people. You can't put your trust in political leaders. I know John Paul Jackson talks about the very thing he says under the prophetic words that he had given about the storm. He says, you know, honesty and politician, political leader, you won't even be able to go together.
Won't connect, right?
I've never seen so many people, and it's like the only way this could be really happen, because nobody's really that stupid. You know, there's something that's got a hold of them.
Mm-hmm.
Something's got a hold of our nation. I think about, you know, when God was ready to deal with a king, a leader that he had put into place and had went awry, and his name was Ahab, and he talks about how he's going to deal with him because he wants to be able to unfold something and deal with the nation and deal with this leader. In 1 Kings, he talks about it, 1 Kings 20, 20 through 23, says, and he says, he's saying, you know, I'm ready to deal with Ahab. I'm ready to bring him into a place where his end will come. And so he begins to call basically a council at his throne and starts asking, what should I do? And there, one's bringing this idea and one's bringing that idea. And in that, somebody finally comes up and says, one of the angels comes up and says, you know, I'll just lie to him. I'll be a lying spirit, and I will lie through his prophets to him. So when he hears this people, these religious folks around him, they'll tell him something that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
They'll lie to him, and then they will cause him to go to this battleground where you're planning on having him removed.
Mm.
And so this is what God says. This is what God says. God says, I like that idea. That's the idea. Well, you go down and do that. Let it be done. And so God sends a lying spirit over Israel, so that the religious folk, the prophets, would lie into the ear of the king, so he would hear what he used to be able to trust was a good word coming from them. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, Ahab's prophets probably weren't that good anyway. And they told him things that, hey, you'll win this battle or whatever. And that was God's plan. That was God's strategy. Mm-hmm. And Ahab went and he died.
Mm.
And understanding that, that it looks like to me like a lying spirit has been poured out on the land. And look, I mean, we're seeing biblically that God can pour out a lying spirit on the land. It's when God would turn a nation over to itself.
Mm.
And God is the truth. Jesus is the truth. And so, you know, he's the truth and light, and he's the way. And that if the church is living a lie,
right,
you know, why should we expect the world? God's going to say, fine, you know, I'll just give your leader, I'll have people speak into his ears, and it'll tell him something that he once could believe that counsel, and so he's going to take it like it's real, but it's not real, and the nation goes into a place of not good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about a lying spirit, even in the church where Paul's talking to Titus about it in Titus 1, 10 through 4, he says, there are many religious people here, mere talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision group. They must be silenced because they are ruining whole households by teaching things that ought not to be taught, and that for the sake of dishonest gain.
Mm.
This is Paul talking. Each one of their own prophets have said, Cretans, as he says, even their own prophets said, Cretans are always liars, brutes, and lazy gluttons. And so you think about it, that even Paul was talking about Crete and how it is possible for a lying spirit to be over a land right now. And this is how you really can sense that there's something God's allowing significant, because people are looking people square in the face, looking a nation square in the face, and they're lying to them, lying to us. And then people are not even blinking or responding or confronting, even though they know it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this is not good, because Satan is, this is what Jesus says, Satan's not only a liar, he's the father of lies.
Mm-hmm.
When we're getting turned over to a lying spirit, you know, that we're getting turned over to Satan. We're getting turned over to a time of bad time. It's something to be very, very worried about. I mean, I think about Revelation 21. We talk about the new heaven and the new Jerusalem, but understand that God's perspective about lying, if you haven't yet, go on to VFN TV. You got to go to VFN TV and watch the teaching, Liar, Liar, Your Soul's on Fire.
That's a good one.
Yeah, because it gives us a perspective, because we got to learn how to just keep our mouth shut, because what happens is Satan will take a hold of somebody and he'll start asking you questions, and you'll think you'll need to respond, and you don't have to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get some wisdom on how to talk to the people who are held captive by the adversary. And it's very important. But anyway, in verse 21, verse 20, he says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven, from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne room saying, 'Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away their tears from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away.' He who was seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new.' Then he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.' He said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of water of life. He who overcomes will inherit this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderer, the sexual immoral, and those who practice magic arts, the idolater, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death.'" We have to understand that we're like the Cretans today. People say, you know, I'm committed to you. I'm going to marry you. We're going to stay married. You know, every contract, the marriage contracts, business contracts. I mean, we all make mistakes. Things happen, but understand the ultimate out. We should desire to be truthful, mm-hmm. and we're not going to resolve any aspect of a nation that's got a lying spirit on it. If the church has a lying spirit on it,
that's right.
And understand that whatever gospel that's been preached that says that we can lie our way into heaven, then it's according to the revelation of Jesus that it's not true. Now we can, you know, we all sin, we all fall short of the glory of God, and we may slip up and we make a mistake. But if we just give ourselves over to a lie and live a lie,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what's happening right now. I'm watching. You have liars calling truthful people liars. I mean, they're even saying liar. It's like, hey, you're the leaders. What are you
right.
doing? Yeah, that's what happened when we were 5 years old. You don't do that now. And then you have people saying, you know, with Libya, they're going, hey, they looked one of the military men who lost their lives as a fallen hero in Libya. And they're at the airport hangar burying his son. And our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, looks at in his face, the father's face
mm-hmm.
of the son that laid down his life for the ambassador mm-hmm. by choice. And mm-hmm. she said, sorry, you know, she was very compassionate about the loss of his son. But she said, then she looks at him and says, and we'll get to the root, basically paraphrasing, of whoever did this video, and we will prosecute them, and we will have them arrested.
Mm.
That's what she said to the man. His son just died.
The video.
Yeah, but that was the first. I was right there when she and the President Obama were going to bury his son, along with Stevens. And it's like, is there any? I think about, you know, Reverend Wright. Reverend Wright was being interviewed on a news program, and he said that the president was talking. He's talking about he and the president were talking. And all I know is what Reverend Wright said. I'm not saying he's a good source of what's going on. This is what he said was, he said the president told him, he said, your problem is that you feel like you have to be truthful.
Mm.
And that's what he said. Mm. That was an interview with Sean Hannity on Fox News. You can find out with Reverend Wright. And he was talking about that. And it's like, what point did politics become just like All the King's Men in the movie in 1949? I mean, obviously it's been around for a while, but it's like, is the liar wrong, or the one who's believing the lie because they're going to get something out of it? And so here we are as the church now, despite everybody else, not people that call themselves Christians, but the actual church, you know, whoever's walking with God and made Jesus the Lord of their life. For us, we have to understand that we're not supposed to be part of this world. We're not supposed to walk around like that. And when he tells us, you know, I want to say this one more time before we close out this wisdom moment, and this is so important. You know, we got to redefine. What's the definition of a lie? Because people, I mean, I saw two politicians being interviewed on the news, both of them representing their political parties, two opposite political parties. And he's the one that screamed. Do you remember the guy that was screamed? He was running for Duke.
Dean, Howard Dean.
Howard Dean. And he just says something that the other particular person says, well, that's a lie. And he says, that is so inappropriate. I cannot believe you should never, ever in the political arena ever call anybody a liar. You should say things like misspoke or it's like, what happened?
Gosh.
You can't call a liar anymore.
Wow.
And you cannot call radical Islam anymore. And you cannot call your enemy anymore. And you can't, hello, wake up church. And it's important. It's not that he's saying, hey, we're going to stand this ground and say, we're just got to make a point at some point. Okay, from this point on, I'm going to repent and I'm not going to be a part of a lie. You could have been living it. You could have made a decision. You could have said it. You could have told people it. You could have told your boss that or whatever. It's time to start living in the truth. And how can you be a person who delivers the truth of God's word and you're not truthful? You need to be truthful. And not perfect, things happen, you know, but it's an accident or it's an odd, peculiar anomaly that happened in your life. And it sticks out because it doesn't happen normally in your life like that.
Right.
But a lie is defined as this. A lie is a false statement made with deliberate intent to deceive. An intentional untruth. Something intended or serving to convey a false impression. Can anybody say all the political ads almost on the, I think about, several of people who are just trying to defend themselves from all these lies being poured out against them. But listen, if we're going to run for office, and I pray that a lot of Christians do run for office and stand up, realize that they're going to lie.
They're lying, yeah.
And with that, we don't need to be believing everything we hear. We don't need to believe everything we hear. We need to be ready to respond and pause and think and verify. You know, like Reagan said, trust but verify. And flattery is defined as excessive or insincere praise that is given to further one's interests. Understand this, that right now there's so many lies and so much flattery, which is a nice lie, being given to America, to political factions, to social groups, to all these different groups are being flattered. And the truth is, it's going to be what it's going to be. You know, these are all, it's like, we're being turned over. We're being turned over. And so many people are thinking, hey, if we just vote for somebody who's a good businessman or vote for somebody who's keeping things status quo, and they think by choosing some certain candidate that it's going to be resolved. But even in that, if you're saying that you got a whole nother book added to the Bible that you heard got from an angel called Mormon
right
in upstate New York, even though what you're doing is good, that's based on a lie.
Right.
I mean, we're not going to be able to bed ourselves down, church, with a lesser lie and think we're going to come out with lesser harm. And so understand this. Today's Proverbs 26:28. A lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin.
So good. I mean, this is so good. You got to be able to know to separate between what is the truth and what is a lie these days.
It's hard, isn't it?
All this double talk.
Because you're looking at people that you trust, trusted, and so you're watching their response. And you're watching, our congressman and thought, I said, what are you doing? What's going on? Where are you in this? And everybody's so quiet. You know why? Because they're hoping that everybody, they're just thinking that everything's going to go their way, whoever, whatever your political persuasion is. And then all of a sudden, everything's going to be resolved because your man, whoever your man is, and your woman, whoever your woman is, gets in office.
Mm.
But what God is telling us, and you need to listen to, brace yourself, that that's not how it's going to go.
That's right.
It's not going to go. And we're supposed to be in the world, but not of the world.
Exactly.
We have to. God calls us out from amongst the world to be separate. He's called us out. He said, "Without holiness, no man will see God." It's such a dark culture now. And the darkest culture of all is when the lights are real bright, everything's being taken care of, everybody's living in their houses, and by then horses, but now cars and jobs. You understand that, and everything's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's better to have a crust of bread and be at peace with God than have a lot of money and be in a home of strife.
That's right.
And I would like for this not to be true. I mean, I really would. But also, I would like for everybody, I would like for everybody to know God. And everybody, it's a point he wants to die. And then the judgment that, mm-hmm. are we willing to live our life for those who are headed to death, that are headed to the slaughter, if you would, of the consequences of living a life against God? Because the thing is, until God called me, I was walking in darkness. I didn't know God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, you can find out about my testimony on meetmyfather.org, and the few of us that shared our testimonies there. But you cannot know him and then know him, but it takes somebody. Well, with my case, it was, going down the road at nighttime. I was a deputy sheriff, and about 2 o'clock in the morning, and God just called my name. He just called me.
Didn't you listen to your radio and everything?
Yeah, I was listening probably to Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing or something like that. And that I was the noise disturbance when I showed up in my cruiser. Yeah, I didn't have a big.
Oh, I would have loved to have seen that.
Oh, really?
What I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the we had to stay awake, you know, coffee and loud music, and and when you read my testimony, you'll probably see why God had to call me all by myself because it was so crazy. You got to hear my testimony. I have an amazing, I think, testimony that religion is just amazing.
Hmm.
And you understand that God's people can be religious.
Yeah.
And God's in love with all mankind, and he loves all of us. But religion is so weird because, you know, God accepts a person and forgives a person, but sometimes religion has a few issues with it. But yet religion starts thinking, well, I guess then we still need you to do this. And so then they put you over something they wouldn't even, you know, it's like, it's crazy. It's so crazy. It's like, oh, is this for real? You know, excuse me. This logic is blowing my mind away. And it's just religion.
Yeah,
it's religion, and God loves us all, and so you can be called out of darkness into the light when you make a decision for God. You cry out to God, say, "Lord, I need you," and we're talking to you about hope. I mean, maybe God's drawing you to Himself.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at all these things that are taking place, and you're wondering why everybody's so silent. You're not alone. We're wondering why the church is silent too.
Well, one of the things you're talking about lying previously is the fact, you know, the more lies you tell, the more you become deceived. There's a lot of people deceived thinking that what they're doing is right, and deceived thinking that because they know of God and they know about God and they know a lot about religion, that they actually know God. And it's like the one thing is that you know, you can't be deceived. You got to know him.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, and you can have a personal relationship, but that's the worst part of the deception is there's many, many people. The word of God tells us many, many are going to say that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not mm-hmm. prophesy and do miracles and cast out demons?" And he's going to say, "I never knew you." That's a people that were deceived. They actually thought that they knew him. And the reality was that they didn't. And so the thing is, you know, even Paul says we have to examine ourselves to see if we're still in the faith. You know, so they used to say, you got to do it. A checkup from the neck up. You know, you got to do a checkup in the heart. You got to know if you're still in the faith. And right now, it's just America seems to be such a religious country. Is it God bless America? God bless America.
Well, tell me who says this. Tell me who said this, and I'm going to go to talk about rethinking church. Is tell a lie loud enough and long enough, and people will believe it.
That was Adolf Hitler.
Ah, my goodness!
Wow.
Listen, JJ. Jews and Jesus, the church. Listen up to me. This is Adolf Hitler's quote. Tell a lie loud enough and long enough, and people will believe it. What are you hearing people say? We need to rewrite history. How do you do that? You begin to just start speaking this whole new thing that's not. I mean, listen, liars, they'll lie to you, and you gotta write down the truth sometimes to go back and remember it, because they'll deny it ever existed, and you'll hear them lie about it so much that you'll say, you might not agree. I can't tell you why right now this is not right, but this is not right because they've told you the lie so long that you're trying to even grasp what really happened in that particular encounter with them or whatever's going on. So I have a habit sometimes just sitting down and just taking some notes at that point. If I ever have to talk about that again, I can talk about it in the right context. Because sometimes they can lie to us so long that when we start talking to them, it gets twisted, and it's almost like we might be telling them something that's not accurate ourselves because they messed up our truth.
Mm-hmm. Right. We're
like, they changed the characters. They changed the founding fathers.
Where's the video camera? Where's the video?
Yeah. And so you have, it's just, that's what, how it works. Which means this, by the way, if you'll wash your mind with the word of God, if you will hear the word of God over and over again, and you listen to VFN radio, for example, and watch VFN TV, and you start hearing and believing what God says, you start hearing truth, and it's the truth that sets us free. And so the dangerous thing is not just people lying. The dangerous thing is if you tell it loud and long enough, people believe it. Mm-hmm. And look what happened with, isn't it interesting that it was the Jews that suffered because of the lie with Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think, and since Satan is a liar, and he's the father of lies, which means it originates from himself, what's happening right now in America? The same liar that was lying through Hitler is lying through all this that's happening in our...
That's right.
And if you missed it, you can go back and you can hear the first part of this hour about the word of wisdom. But sometimes God will put a lying spirit on a nation or a people because he's turning it over to itself to bring it to its end.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. Ahab's life rule ended because God put a lying spirit around him. Mm-hmm. Makes you want to get in the truth, don't it?
Sure does. Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to, go ahead.
I was going to say, it takes grace and courage to be truth bearers in this land. It's like, Lord, raise up the truth bearers, those that are willing to stand for the truth and share the truth, despite of what it may cost you. And the fact of the matter is that it will cost. We got to get past that. You know, well, I'll tell the truth and I'll stand for something if it doesn't. It's like, give me a break. It's going to cost you. But isn't it worth it?
Yeah. And you know, the my personal dilemma, and I'm sure if you're honest, everybody's, your dilemma is, but I'm a fallen man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have not been perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been lies in my past, in my history, in my truth, in my experience. But now I'm living for God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm living for God, and I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying he's right, and I'm not saying line up with me. I'm saying let's line up with him and allow his grace and his mercy and his empowerment of his spirit for us to walk again in truth.
Mm-hmm.
The truth doesn't always feel good.
Mm-hmm.
The truth doesn't always give us comfort. And it definitely doesn't always give us convenience. And that's what we're saying here. And it's difficult, but don't just say, hey, you know, because I made a mistake in my past, because I, you know, that's what the cross is about. That's what grace is about. That's what's so good about the good news of the kingdom, is that we can acknowledge sin, ask God to forgive us of the sin. And he does. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And we can say from this point on,
right,
I made a commitment that I was going to live a life by God's grace as a man of integrity, a woman of integrity. And I was going to, what happens is when you start saying I'm going to live a life of truth, what you do say, you're well aware of it because you're thinking it through.
That's right.
You're thinking it through before you say it because you know that if you say it wrong, you're going to go back and make it right immediately because you made a commitment before God that you're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so to save yourself a lot of humility, you just pause and think and just immediately respond. I mean, I've seen, you know, people that have this mindset, which is a good mindset, in the middle of a conversation, they would start talking. And in the middle of the mindset, they would just talk the conversation. They would say, well, no, now that I think about it, it actually was this way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they self-correct. They just like, they weren't going to let it ride at that particular point. And this stuff about misspoke and all this kind of stuff, like, are you really can't call your enemy, and you can't call a lie. We're in trouble because all that originates from Satan. So I can have it to bring destruction there.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.